A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
On this episode of 29er Rider, we're going to talk about custom bikes. Uso pa ba sila? Are they still popular? Uso pa ba?
Forma. Kape racer ba yan? Kape racer.
No, scrambler ba yan? Sabi ni Maki, custom yan. Scrambler.
Bobbers.
Bobbers.
Ano pa ba mga custom?
And hopefully, after this talk, we can have the guys, Mackie's organizing moto builds with sila.
Oo nga. Jerry. No, kailan yan?
June yan. June.
Invite natin.
So hope
Jerry, Marco, with syempre the help of Zach.
Sir Zach. Mr. Lava.
Mister.
Puro romance. I miss you. Yung mga puro ganun na yung mga post ni Zach eh. Hindi na can't motor
wait,
eh.
Can't wait to see you next week.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about is this still a thing? Is it a dying trend? Is there hope for custom bike builders?
Oh, sige, umpisa natin. Ano ang definition ng custom bikes? Go, Maki!
Trick question ba yan?
Oh, wala kami alam sa custom bikes eh.
Wala akong... meron akong cost. I mean, is my man's Vespa a custom bike?
Naging debate na rin yan talaga dati sa Moto Builds na yung custom bike. Ano ba dapat? Diba, sabi, may isang nagsabi doon na from the pinaka small details, dapat kinustom mo yan yung mga... tornilyo, frame.
Sipong yata yan eh. Alam sabi, mo, sipong lang magsasabi niyan.
Pero kung iisipin mo, di ba, yung iba na yun eh, zero engineering, yung from the very, di ba, nagpa-press ka ng mga metal, o kaya, basta pag binuo mo from scratch, you can still call it custom bikes. May ibang mga competition dyan sa ibang bansa na ganun yung rules eh. Ang bibigay lang sa'yo, engine. Tapos bahala ka na, buhay mo yung magbumuha ng gulong, bumuha ng frame. May mga ganon.
Wait, okay, if I had a bike, and let's say I raised the handlebars just to make it more ergonomic, or I moved the pegs, is that a custom bike?
Ako ngayon, yes. Ako ngayon, yun na iniisip ko. Once you change something out of the original, diba?
De lahat ng bikes ko custom bikes.
Oh, lagyan mo lang ng sticker, custom na.
Linagyan ko ng chigi. Custom bike na 'yon.
Custom sticker. Balit ka pintura.
Custom na 'yon?
Hmm. Pero it depends on
so pwede ko isali yung ano, yung Helix ko sa custom.
Oo naman.
Kasi naka-chigi.
Kasi iba, kami, nag-usap kami ni Jerry, ni Marco. We don't want to stick with the usual Cafe Racer, Scrambler, Travis, Scrambler. Ano na yan? Yun yung namatay na. That's the dying market. Kasi lagi naman ganyan yan eh. Yung return of the Cafe Racers after 10 years, babalik. After 15 years, mawala, babalik. Alam mo yan, pabalik-balik lang siya. Which makes it, I think, interesting. Kasi over time, people are still interested with that. The idea never dies. Pero
yung Honda Cub ko, out of the factory, kinustomize panghatid ng gasol. Custom bike yes. ba yun?
Ako sa akin, yes. Kasi basta anything you change from how it's manufactured originally, para sa akin, that's custom. And what we're doing dito sa June, we're opening different categories na hindi lang, for example, custom adventure bike. What if nag-max out ka ng GS? Eh di sali natin. Gumastos ka eh. Kinustom mo.
So, I mean, diba? But it could be just I go to Touratech and I buy every single
yes.
piece of Farkle that yes. They have and I have it installed and that's yes. a custom bike?
Yes. For us. Oh.
Dalawa na entry mo ah.
At least for us. At least okay. for us.
Who's, Touratech customs na ako.
at least for us who's changing the objective of Moto Builds this year is we're opening it to everyone who wants to basically want to change their bike out of the ordinary.
Okay, so ako, nanalo yung Vespa ko dati.
Man's Vespa.
Oh, yung Man's Vespa. Hindi pa uso yung mga adventure na ano, ginawa ko. That was the first Moto Builds, no? Mm-hmm. And the logic behind me customizing it may function. It's always function yeah. that drives why I do things to the bike. It could be a geeky function. And then secondary, yung look. Of course, it should look nice. But bakit ko ginawa? But why I add something to a bike? It dapat may functionality Tama. Perspective.
Actually, ang Cafe Racer, tsaka yung mga Scrambler, blah, blah, blah. May functionality naman talaga yan. For example, yung ang bobber is considered a cruiser na binawasan mo ng parts to make it faster. Di ba? That's the purpose.
But I would argue that the bikes that Pong builds, they're beautiful.
Mm.
But they're not functional. You can't turn. it doesn't bank. But the craftsmanship that goes yeah. in. So in my mind,
correct.
That's a custom bike, right? But if I put a fucking foot peg extender so that on the highway I can be more relaxed, I don't think.
Oh, sige. So, iba yan eh. Depende yan sa, if you joined it sa competition, may mga criteria how to judge. It depends on how the judge finds your bike.
No, but let's take it away from that. No. We'll talk about that when we have the Moto Builds guys on, the people you're working with. But before, when I had my Vespa customized, right, for function, so I could carry more stuff, pwede ako mamalengke, naglagay ako ng top case, na Touratech. It was for function, and wala pang Lazada nun. So everything needed to be made. I had come from an accident.
Mm.
So sabi ko, dapat po siya, if somebody hits this bike, sila yung yari. And nangyari na yun. Tinamaan ako ng taxi sa likod. You pay yung taxi. Yung Vespa parang okay pa. But now, when I can just right now go on Lazada or Shopee and order fairings, order headlights, order signal lights, order any ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Parang it makes it less unique. It makes it less
tama rin.
Premium.
Tama rin.
Diba? And also BMW.
Tama rin.
You get an R90. Out of the shop, you can already have it the way you want it to look. Eh? Or Ducati Scrambler. Or the Royal Enfield Scram. You can pick the colors, you can pick the panels, you can pick the signal light, you can pick the side view mirrors. Hmm. Parang, for me, because it's so easy to do, you don't need to know someone like Pong or Todi or all these great builders, right? You can do it yourself. You can go sa tabi-tabing tricycle shop. Kaya nila na ikabit yung gagawin custom yung bike mo. Parang nawawala na yung value ng pagka-custom niya.
Actually, baliktad. The more na, kunyari, nakapagpagawa kay Todi, kay Pong na may konting handcrafted stuff, mas valuable yon. Kasi, wala, di mo nabili. Pinagawa mo yan eh. Out of for your own liking or depende sa artistry ni Pong na gusto ko letter S yung tanki ko. Di ba? Parang may mga ganong value. Compared to bili ka sa unit garage or bili ka sa Touratech, it's considered na custom mo yung bike mo. Pero it's ready. Pwede kang kopyahin kahit sino kasi nabibili pa rin eh. Diba? Pero once you ask, for example, si Masa, gawa mo ako ng unique na tank. I want it to my R90. That makes it more valuable. Kasi baka si Masa, next time, ayaw niya nang gawan. Ayaw ko nang gawin. Gusto ko si Iba lang meron. Ayaw ko na ulitin kay Bak. For example, si Benji. Benji does not easily accept customers. Ang hirap, namimili yan. Pag ayaw ka niya, hindi ka gagawa ng bike. Pero, parang, ang gusto ko sa kanya, yung artistic value is still there. Na pag siya gumawa ng bike, huwag kang makikialam. Kung ano kung gusto kong mag-iitsura niyan, hayaan mo ko. Diba? And most of the time, talagang gusto ng customers yung ginagawa niya. Kasi you're paying the guy for his expertise and his artistic nature. Other than that, if you want to easily customize your bike, bili ka. Diba? And when that's why we're doing Motobills this year. At yung iniisip naming mode of judge, pag-judge ng bikes. Siyempre, may lamang yung mga may nagpagawa sa totoong builders. Kasi, alam naman nila yan eh. Di ba? Di ba? So,
paano yung mga? I can see the artistry and the value in someone like Masa or Benji customizing a bike for you. But iilan lang yun. Di ba? Hmm. There are a lot of shitty builders in the middle.
Meron.
And there are a lot of... There are a lot of horror stories.
That's right.
Ang dami mong horror stories of bikes.
Ay, hindi ako yun.
No, marami.
Hindi, kaya nga.
Ang maraming horror stories yung engineer na isa.
Ang daming horror stories, right?
Hindi, kaya nga, di ba? Ito yung mga klase ng event where you can set... Ano ba yung standards of custom bikes?
Wala akong alam sa customs. Yeah. Basta ako, ano, fuck customs, stay stock.
Wala rin masama dun. Maganda din naman yung mga stock bikes. Pero, di ba?
And also, okay. So, let's say, the other challenge, and everyone that I know, maybe not with Masa, or not with Pong, or not with Benji, no. But... 90% of the people who have had their bikes customized have had issues with the performance of the bike.
Yes.
Parts flying off.
Yes.
I mean, it's beautiful, but you're sacrificing something. And if, I mean, okay, 90%, I'm pulling that number out of my ass, but a lot of people, right? Nalala ko, may...
Parang ano lang yan eh, parang kunwari, nag-asawa ka ng supermodel,
oh.
Pero di marunong magluto.
Mali yung boob job niya, biglang sumabog. Di ba? Ganun yun eh.
Mabaho pa. Kasi,
sa tinagal-tagal na kinocover ko yan, ang dami din mga builders na nag-shortcut. Jump straight to welding, jump straight to painting, pero yung theory itself, hindi na nila iniisip paano yung wiring,
paano
yung O2 sensor, anong gagawin mo pagka...
And then, there's a lot of engineering, right? There's a lot of math that goes into the structure of a stock motorcycle.
Oo.
And then when you cut something off, that will impact the bike.
Malaking problema yan. Nangyayari yan ngayon sa industriya ng custom na, pinakustom ko kay Bak, tapos hindi umandar.
Hindi ako gumagawa ng custom.
Ngayon, dadaling ko kay Iba. Tapos sabihin ni Iba,
si Bak, Grabe, sinira niya yung motor ganun. Mo.
Ito, may kilala akong ganyan ah.
Minsan ganun eh. Ang pangit isipin na nagsisisihan yung mga tao because hindi satisfied dito, pagdala dito.
Ay, pag ano, pag mahilig ka gumawa ng kwento.
Yung buong merkado. Oh. Actually, yung buong community merkado, yung community na nadadamay.
Talaga. Pangit yung ganun.
You know what comes out on my YouTube algorithm a lot? Is I love watching yung mga sikat na custom build bikes before, like yung Orange County Choppers, right? And like I wasted $10,000 on a Orange County Chopper.
Hey, di ba ang dami din yan ngayon yung ano, yung kay yung rapper, sino yun?
Yung si Exhibit ba yun?
Yun!
Yung West Coast Custom. So, I mean, these are really well-known builders, right? They have like but their builds suck. They're beautiful. That's why they made them for companies.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
Right, because in a company, ipapark mo lang sa lobby.
Charity.
Oo.
Papabidi.
And then never mo i-ride yan. He'll sasakay sa pickup.
Oh, kasi mamamatay ka eh.
Kaya depende pa rin yan. Siyempre, kailangan mag-usap yung customer at yung builder. Ano ba gusto mo sa bike mo?
Pero how do you know that this builder is a good builder? How do you know? Like, walang certification,
kaya
nga, right?
Kaya may community eh. Itong Moto Builds Pilipinas.
Hindi Moto siya, Builds hindi Pilipinas!
Hindi to brand. Actually, it's a community of people where people, yun na, nag-uusap yung mga tao, kilala si ganito. Para alam mo na, kunyari, okay ba gumawa to ng bike? Hindi, may, ano yan, alam mo yun, may nagkikwento sa'yo kung paano magtrabaho si Bach, si Iba, ganyan. So, nag-uusap yung mga tao. So it's a place where people can trade ideas, refer people. For example, si Jonathan, one of the best carb resurrector dito sa Luzon, 'di ba? So pag sinabi mo, "Oy, kailangan ko pa i-restore yung carb ko na namatay na." Lahat dinadala kay ano. O gusto mo pintura, punta ka kay Marfori. Gusto mo ng magandang handlebar, punta ka kay Jerry. 'Di ba? So ang maganda rin sa ano sa community is na highlight yung kung saan expertise nung isang garahe. Kung gusto mo ng full custom na wala na isipin, dali mo ay Benji. No, ganun.
Pero hindi ka tatanggapin ni Benji. Ayun
ang dapat may pera ka.
Kahit may pera ka, hindi ka tatanggapin ni Benji. Eh. Well, diba? He doesn't need the money, man.
So yun, gaya sa may mga hindi magaling mag custom bike kasi yung iba, shortcut. Tapos, yun nga, nasisira din yung integrity ng isang garahe dahil hindi inayos yung gawa tapos dadalhin sa kabila. So,
and lalo na with the social media ngayon, di ba?
So, the drama pa.
Di ba? Isang post ka lang, sira na yung reputation mo.
Di, yung iba naman, hindi naman sila binabanggit kung sino. Pero pinapakita lang yung trabaho na. Kunyari, tignan mo tong weld nito ni Brand X. Dinala sa
akin. Banggitin mo na. Otsa, sino yung the worst builder in the Philippines, Maki?
Wala, basta marami sila dyan.
Okay, but, sige. I don't want to get you. Gusto ko na you've got kids. I don't want anybody to threaten your life.
The best builder na lang.
We already mentioned Benji. I think by far, without a doubt, is the best builder in the Philippines. Right now, we're talking about big bikes. We're talking about, scramblers and bobbers and stuff like that. Every time there's a motorcycle event, you'll see this area dedicated to like these raiders that are customized and they've got all these lights on it and all crazy weird.
Yan, gusto ko yan. Yan yung mga Thai
sci-fi
style.
Sci-fi, cyberpunk. Yung
bomba-bomba.
Oo.
Itatapat sa mukha mo.
Yun ang mga costume.
Yun, what do you guys think of those bikes?
Ako sa akin, kasi para sa akin, costume, ginagawa mo lang naman yan para sumaya ka eh. Yan gagawin mo isang bagay para sumaya ka.
Like, so, may mga reader that they spend hundreds of thousands of pesos.
Meron
like,
pa mga naka-air suspension.
Oo.
Na parang yung mga Chicano na siniswitch lang tapos...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Nag-lowered? Nakakatuwa yun. Pero hindi ako gagamit or gagawa. Manunood lang ako. Nakakatawa siya.
Pero feeling ko, this market hasn't, ano, hasn't contracted. Parang constant yung market na yan. Those small bike, crazy custom bikes.
Parang Tamiya.
Oo. Oh,
ginagawa nilang Tamiya yun.
No, eh syempre sa segment society, ano? Social segment, 'di ba? Syempre, marami pa rin yung naka-scooter underbone. And syempre, gaya ng sabi mo, kaligayahan nila 'yan. Ito na, 'di ba? Parang it's very accessible kahit kanino. Tapos syempre, nag-aano sila yung doon sila natutuwa eh.
Naghahanap nga ako sa may mga event na ganyan eh.
Actually, we should go wala to one of those events.
Wala akong makita, hindi lumalabas sa Facebook ko eh.
Doon sa ano, sa...
Parlock, marami.
At saka sa Tanay. Kung saan si Maki. Kung siya, ang dami.
Oh, Taytay.
Sa Taytay, marami.
Taytay, dami doon.
Taytay,
Bulacan.
Bulacan.
Pampanga.
We should go to those. Because walang limit, walang judgment. I mean, okay, so okay, let me take that.
May nadaanan kami, meron din.
There's always judgment. Lalo na, but the more money you have, the more judgy people are. Right? Ay, gumamit yan ng Lazada signal lights. Nakita ko yan. I mean, and you guys are the ones who say that. Kayong dalawa. Ay, nagano, Shopee lang yan. Diba? But when you go...
Ay, hindi naka-Kellerman.
Oo, diba? Ganon yung mga...
Ay, mahirap. Walang Kellerman.
Parang ay kinapos yung budget. But when you go down to this level, I mean, syempre budget is still a thing. It still matters. But they're less judgy about design. Ay, this person copied this one. They only use blah, blah, blah. So they're a lot freer to go wild with their imagination. Walang formula. Walang Etsy, di ba? Na nakita nila ganito dapat yung itsura.
Oh, puro buyo yun. Kabit mo to, maganda yan.
Maganda yan.
Kabit all you can.
Kabit mo yan. Hindi, ganun talaga eh. Kaligayahan nila yun eh. Kumbaga, antas ng kaligayahan mo kung kaya mong gastusan. Hindi gastusan mo.
Walang basagan ng trip.
Oo. Pero yun nga yung maganda sa motobuilds. Talagang, ano yan.
May ganun bang ano, category doon?
Alin?
Sa motobuilds.
Ano yung pamahala?
Dapat may ano?
Thai style.
Sci-fi.
Ay, hindi, wala.
Sci-fi.
Ano kami? Yung...
Elitista. Elitista sila.
Tapang mayaman yung motobuild. Alright. Kung wala kang pang big bike, huwag ka na mag-motobuild.
Hindi, kasi...
Bawal Thai style.
Si Gio Villegas, he will do a separate event for that. A big one. So, syempre, kaibigan natin si Gio, he wants to organize. Eh di, sige, di, ano, kay Gio na yan. Hindi na namin... Tsaka, wala kaming alam dyan. Sorry, wala akong alam.
Hindi ka kikita. Si Gio yung kikita.
Hindi, mas maganda. Yeah. Diba? So, parang we just want to ano attract yung community ng motobuilds. Kasi diba, before we were with yung difference naman nito sa Makina Moto Show na may motobuilds and sa amin, Zach already took off the competition side sa SMX because the trade show is getting bigger, plus it's entirely different market.
So wala nang competition.
Walang competition. Pero namili siya ng mga curated displays na di-display sa SMX.
Alam mo, dapat imbitahan natin tong mga to.
Oo, mas maganda.
Oo, sila Sak, sila ano.
Pag, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kailan kaya? Next ano episode?
Oo, no? Kasi April. Yung Makina Moto siya April. Tapos, we have 1 month to prepare for the June event. Maganda rin. We will also cross-promote.
Now, let's talk about... So, I guess the market, it's still there, but it's gotten smaller.
Yeah.
The businesses that... Ang daming na nagsara, di ba? Like, sila JB. Brixton Bespoke, nagsara.
Yeah. Kasi nung nag-start yan, 2016... wala naman Shopee Lazada eh.
Mm-mm.
So, yung mga parts, even yung mga bar ends na bilog, holy grail. Parang, puta, paingi ako niyan. Saan mo nakuha yan? Hindi ko sabihin. Kasi ang hirap maghanap. Even yung fork boots, ang hirap maghanap.
Yeah, diba? Pero ngayon, you can ngayon, go to Motor World and they have like custom dami. Bar ends, di ba?
Oo, dami. Ngayon kasi, yung technology tsaka yung e-commerce, nandiyan na eh. So, kaya nagsara din yung mga negosyo kasi hindi na feasible magtindahan. Di ba? Kasi you can order. Same supplier din naman sila eh.
And anything under $200, you can have it shipped to your door. Di ba? Di ba? So,
plug and play. Plug and play. Di ba? Yun din. Marami din akong kaibigan na bike builders na sabi nila humina din talaga yung custom dahil yung mga tao, nagdi-DIY na rin. So, bili ako ng TMX or ano, tapos bili ako ng ganyan. Ako nagagawa sa bahay.
There's a lot of plug-and-play stuff, dami right?
Na. Oo. Diba? Pero, kung sabihin natin, nawala na siya totally, hindi siya nawala. Lumiit lang talaga.
So, nawala yung mga middling. Yung mga nag-order lang and sinasalpak lang.
Kasi dati, yung mga scramblers na TMX. Grabe. Talagang pila yung kila Tokwa, pila. Kay Todi, pila. Kasi ano eh, ngayon lang nila nakita eh. And then after 1 or 2 years, na-realize nila, uy, kaya kong gawin to sa bahay.
Yeah, and I mean like Todi, I love this surfboard custom. Ngayon, you go to Siargao, ang dami na lang ganun, diba? Doon ko lang nakita. But yeah, I guess the ones in the middle, yung mga nag-order lang ng parts and binabolt-on lang, they're the ones who are losing business. But the really, really good ones,
yeah,
that fabricate, that yeah, create these pieces that are works of art, baka mas konti, pero sa totoo lang, ang haba na ng pila noon eh.
Mm.
So, hindi sila masyadong tinamaan because they're masters of their craft.
Correct. For example, si Jerry, dati ang business niya is building a full custom bike. Pero it takes him 1 or 2 months to finish one bike. Tapos yung kinikita niya is ganito yung X amount. Nung natutunan niya gumawa ng handlebars,
doon na lang siya.
Mas malaki kinikita niya.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yun lang ginagawa niya araw-araw. Nag-ship siya sa Mindanao, nag-ship sa overseas. Pero he's still contributing to the custom scene because of his craft.
Si Benji, pero highly focused.
Yeah. Benji, for example, gagawa ng custom tank and then ships it abroad. Diba? It's still an ongoing industry. And we just want, once a year lang naman nangyayari yung moto builds. And we just wanted to make it fun for everyone na talagang sulit. sulit yung event.
But then going back to the brands, right, like BMW and Ducati and Triumph and Royal Enfield, actually, smaller brands like Mutt, right? They can already do the basic customization for you. Yeah. So those middle players that just buy stuff abroad, clip it, attach it here, they lost their value proposition because the brands are doing it. So now you just have the Casa Customs and then you have the really premium stuff. And then on the flip side, in the Raider underbone cyberpunk crazy custom side, yun, that's a totally different market altogether. Okay, so ano tingin mo, Buck?
Sa tingin ko, mas nagano, mas naging accessible sa lahat. Kasi dahil nga sa Lazada, Shopee, pati SM, ha?
Actually, Lazada and Shopee, hindi lang yung parts. Pwede ka bumili ng lifter. Pwede ka bumili ng grinder. Lahat ng kailangan mong gamit, parang pang ano, pang gawa ng custom bike.
Ultimo sa SM department store, ha, may nabibili. Ng mga bullet signal light. Oh. Meron. Ito ang hardware meron. Ang ano ko diyan, ang take ko diyan. Naging mas accessible siya. So, yung mga mismong may-ari ng motor, sila na ang nagdi-DIY ng mga bike nila. For me, yun yung essence ng custom eh. Kasi motor nila yan, sila ang gumawa. Hindi nila pinagawa sa ibang tao na, oh, may pera ako, paggawa ako kay ganito, ganyan. Hindi ikaw ang nag-custom yan.
Bumili ka na lang ng diba? Painting.
Oh,
diba? Kung
exactly.
Kung gusto mo ng motor na hindi tumatakbo, na naka-park lang sa ano mo, sa sala mo.
Bili ka na lang, diba? Ng painting.
Bili ka na lang ng painting. Hindi pa tutuloy yung langis noon.
Kasi ang ano diyan, ha, nai-enjoy ng mga tao na sila mismo yung gumagawa ng bike nila. May enjoyment dun eh.
Tama. Hmm.
Tapos araw-araw pa nila ginagamit sa kalye.
Okay, gets ko na.
Makita mo, mas dumami ngayon yung mga naka-cafe racer, yung mga brat something style, yung mga ganon, mga bobber. Dumami.
Hmm.
Hindi ka tulad dati, makikita mo lang sa mga tambay night.
Madami.
Bike night, puro ganun lang, mga breakfast. Ngayon, everyday bike, meron.
Tsaka ano, di ba dati, yung mga pantra yung ginagamit. Ngayon kasi, may punta ka Rusi, punta ka sa Motorstar, may mga ano na, may mga cafe racer look na eh.
May Ducati nga sa Rusi eh.
Uy, nagkaroon ako noon. Yung Ducati Hamster X.
Hamster X.
Kaya no, but actually, okay, back when...
Pero tama rin si Bak, yung DIY, parang painting nga eh. Kung kunya, gusto ko ng painting, ayoko na mag-aral ng ano, o yung iba, gusto ko ako magtitimpla ng kulay kasi na-enjoy ko. Yung iba naman, di, gusto ko bumili kay Ben Cab, kasi pass display sa bahay. Depende sa kaligayahan mo kung paano mo siya pupuntahan. Diba? Pero yung proseso kung paano nangyari yung bike mo, as long as masaya ka dun sa proseso na yun, diba? Ganun lang yun eh.
Mas buhay siya.
Madami din.
Thank you, Lazada. Thank you, Shopee.
The custom bike scene is still around. It's just evolved and medyo pumayat konti. Diba? Nag-Ozempic. Nagiging mas lean and natira yung mga necessary, yung mga magaling, yung muscles, yung bones.
Ako sa tingin ko, nawalan lang ng parang buwelo, ng momentum. Kasi nanggaling tayo sa lockdown eh. Ha? Ba kaya nun? Naalala mo pa ba meron lockdown?
Ano yun?
De, tama. Tsaka kasi nung kami...
Naputol yung buhay natin eh.
Oo. At pataas yun yung... Kasi gabi, makina motor show, ganun din ginagawa namin. Pero tinuloy pa rin namin Moto Builds. Ang ginawa namin, nag-online show kami noong 2019.
Ayan, naalala ko yun.
Nag-online show kami. We still featured bikes. may custom bikes pa rin. Pero tama eh, na parang ang bilis ng takbo mo, biglaan na dapa. Tapos parang pagpagka ngayon, 'di ba? So ngayon recovering pa rin talaga.
And also globally, the trend of custom bikes medyo it's also died down, right? So it's really the ones that are succeeding are those incredible builders. So you really need to prove yourself and have that capability and that skill. And it's more than just buying stuff online and clipping it onto your bike. You can do that yourself. But if you really want to create something unique, yung mga natira na gumagawa pa rin, that are doing very, very well, nandun pa rin.
Yeah.
Pero,
hanggat may passionista.
Hanggat may blondie.
Pero, ano, what's good, yun nga, sa Pilipinas, ang dami na rin builders na, yun nga, pinapadala sa ibang bansa to create bikes. For example, si Simon, he got invited by Yamaha Vietnam to build the Yamaha PG1. Custom Yamaha PG1. He's the first Filipino
who
got invited out.
Oh, invite din natin!
To build for a different country. Kasi Vietnam is...
And ang galing ng mga skills kulang, ng mga Vietnamese,
kulang ha? Kulang daw sila ng builders. Huh? Oo. Compared sa Thailand daw. So, they needed to import.
That's weird.
Oh, weird. Pero yun nga, we have to invite Simon also to
game,
share
game.
That story. Ang galing.
Sa dami kasi ng motor sa Vietnam, wala na silang pakialam sa forma eh.
Diba?
So, okay. As we wrap up, I'll ask you guys, custom bikes, uso pa ba o wala na sa uso? Oh, Buck.
Mas na uso.
Mas na uso. Because it's more accessible.
Yes.
Oh, ikaw, Maki.
Uso pa. Uso pa.
Bakit? Well, wala nang pera eh. Nagsasara na yung mga shop. Kumikita lang si BMW, Ducati, Lazada, Shopee. Uso
pa. Nakakita pa ako sa kalsada ng mga ano eh. Mga, tsaka baka mas nakikita ko na ibang bikes.
Ako yung ano, mas gusto ko yung mga neon-neon tapos may mga spray paint.
So, pero honestly, every day na nakatama si Wak, nakita pa ako ng mga naka-scrambler tracker na DIY. Tumahimik din na rin kasi yung ibang builders na kaibigan kasi ma-issue sa mga ano. Pero sana itong ano, pagdating ng April and June, magkaroon bumalik yung interest. Kasi ang tagal nagpahinga ng mga tao eh. Ang tagal nagtago ng mga motor eh. For sure, pag nakita nyo yung mga builds this year, nakakagulat. Maraming magugulat. Lalo ngayon, BSA ang build, ang donor bike for the biker build off, courtesy of BSA.
Akala ko si Papio.
No. Sa makina.
Ah.
Sa makina, Jimmy donated 2 BSA bikes.
Sino yan? Jimmy Puti?
Hindi.
Parinaga.
So si Jimmy donated 2 donor bikes.
Congrats, Jimmy, on the launch.
BSA! BSA!
It will be revealed on Makina Moto Show. Ang builders, dalawa, si Simon of Iron Makina Customs at si Benji Cafe Racer.
Wow!
So they got
the ano best. Pa,
March, April.
Mga big guns.
They have about a month to show a custom Cafe Racer BSA that will be shown on Makina Moto Show.
And ako for me, uso pa ba? I agree with Buck. It's more accessible. It's more accessible. So because of the platforms, because of the brands, I can now imagine something and I can do 70-60% of it at home in my garage. But if I wanted to do something truly ridiculous.
You know who to call.
Uh-oh. Which is what I want to do with the Helix. Hindi ko maalam kung anong gagawin ko doon, but it's gotta be fucking mind-blowing. So, yun, it's the businesses may have closed, but the demand has grown because it is more accessible.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to 29 Rider. This is Iba.
Buck.
Matthew.
Blondie. See you next week.
Blondie bikes, yan eh.
Blondie bikes.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.